The Curious Case of Suntours. In the heart of the vibrant Blue Ocean City, Poirot & Christie Consulting Services is known for its stellar reputation in the financial industry. Specializing in fraud detection and prevention, the firm is a beacon of integrity and trust. The team, led by the sharp-eyed senior consultant Christie Parker, had just been handed a high-profile case that promised to test their skills to the limit. The client is Wayne Johnson. He is a supervisory board member of a well-established tourism and retail conglomerate called Suntours Incorporated. The board detected irregularities in the financial statements. Suspecting money laundering, he reached out to Christie to investigate and uncover the truth. Chapter 1: The Mysterious Discrepancies. Christie Parker gathered her team in the sleek, glass-walled conference room overlooking the cityscape. Present with her were Poirot Montclair, her business partner and founder of the firm, a forensic accountant with a knack for spotting hidden patterns. Gina Stark, an IT expert with an unparalleled ability to trace digital trails. And Danny Jones, the information collector and OSINT specialist. Suntours Incorporated has unexplained discrepancies in their cash flows, Christie began, tapping on the screen to project the financial statements. Our task is to find out if these are mere accounting errors or something more sinister. Poirot scanned the figures, his eyes narrowing. These discrepancies aren't random. They appear systematically at the end of each quarter. Gina nodded. I've been looking into their digital transactions. There are multiple large sums transferred to offshore accounts, but the destinations seem to change frequently. Looks like the CEO has been busy attending investment seminars after his long vacation and has been communicating with several important figures from the investment world through his social media, noted Danny. Chapter 2: Following the Money. The team decided to follow the money trail. Poirot and Gina worked tirelessly, poring over transaction records and cross-referencing them with Suntours operational data. Christie coordinated with Suntours' internal audit team, ensuring they had full access to all necessary documents. After days of analysis, a pattern began to emerge. Large sums of money were being funneled through Suntours' retail outlets, particularly those in popular tourist destinations. These funds were then transferred to seemingly unrelated offshore accounts, often masked as legitimate business expenses. The CEO appears to lead an extremely wealthy lifestyle and takes great pride in showcasing it on social media. Christie's suspicion grew. This looks like classic money laundering. Whoever is behind this is using the high cash flow from the tourism sector to disguise illegal transactions. Chapter 3: A Deeper Dive. The next step was to dive deeper into the offshore accounts. Gina's expertise was crucial here. She hacked into the encrypted servers where the offshore transactions were recorded, uncovering a web of shell companies, each more intricate than the last. These shell companies are registered in tax havens and have no real business operations, Gina explained. They're perfect for hiding the true origin and destination of the funds. Christie nodded. We need to find a link between these shell companies and the people behind Suntours. Chapter 4: The Hidden Connection. Poirot, always the meticulous researcher, dug into the ownership structures of the shell companies. After hours of sifting through legal documents and corporate records, he found a breakthrough. Got it, he exclaimed. These shell companies are all linked to a single entity, a private investment firm called Oceanic Investments. And guess who owns a significant share in Oceanic Investments? The CEO of Suntours, Marcus Lang. Christie's eyes widened. So, Marcus Lang is behind this. He's using his position to launder money through Suntours' retail operations. Chapter 5: The Confrontation. Christie and her team shared their findings with the supervisory board. The board then decided it was time to confront Marcus Lang. Wayne arranged a meeting at Suntours headquarters, bringing along Christie and Poirot for support. Marcus, A suave and confident man in his late 40s greeted them with a smile that didn't quite reach his eyes. "To what do I owe the pleasure, Mr. Johnson?" Wayne didn't waste time. "Mr. Lang, we've uncovered significant evidence linking you to a series of money laundering activities through Suntour's operations. Your association with Oceanic Investments and the offshore accounts are damning." For a moment, Marcus's composure faltered. "I have no idea what you're talking about," Poirot interjected. "The evidence is irrefutable. We have records of the transactions and the connections to your shell companies." "And you are?" Marcus asked. Chapter 6: The Unraveling. "Let me make the introduction," Wayne said. "This is Poirot Montclair and Christy Parker from Poirot and Christy Consulting Services." Realizing he was cornered, Marcus tried to negotiate. "Look, this doesn't have to go public. We can make a deal." "Absolutely not," Wayne exclaimed. Christy stood firm. "This isn't just about money. It's about justice and the integrity of the financial system. We will report our findings to the authorities." Meanwhile, Gina had already sent a report to the local financial intelligence unit. Chapter 7: Looking for Justice. The subsequent investigation by law enforcement corroborated their findings. Marcus Lang was arrested the next day and charged with multiple counts of money laundering and fraud. Suntours Incorporated initiated internal reforms and cooperated fully with the investigation to restore its reputation. Poirot and Christy Consulting Services had once again proven their fortitude. They knew that their work was not done yet. They would have to appear in court and testify, but they were well prepared. As they wrapped up the case for now, Christy addressed her team. "Great work, everyone. This case shows that no matter how sophisticated the scheme, the truth will always come to light with determination and expertise." As they prepared to move on to their next assignment, which seemed less exciting, Gina received an encrypted email alert. "Hey guys, you might want to take a look at this," she said, her voice tinged with concern. Christy read the message, her expression growing serious. "It looks like we have another case," Poirot said, smirking. "This time, it's a potential fraud in the healthcare sector," Danny said, surprised. "Well, what are we waiting for?" Gina asked enthusiastically. Christy smiled at her and said, "Let's get to work." And this is how the curious case of Suntours ends, leaving us with the message that fraud never stops and the fight against fraud must continue. The Curious Case of Suntours is a work of fiction. The story was inspired by the adventure-style interactive game Help Catch the Bad Guys, The Curious Case at Poirot and Christy Consulting Services, prepared by the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners for the International Fraud Awareness Week. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events is purely coincidental.